Thank you, Mr. President. Our morning intervention focused on Part A, so now I would like to briefly comment on Parts B, C, and D. We've listened carefully to the many comments today on Section B regarding scientific and technological developments, and I'd like to add my voice to the many others to note that a lot of progress and good work was made during the informal consultations over the past couple of weeks. And my delegation believes that the facilitator's framework could offer more clarity on some of the issues that have been raised by many others today, particularly regarding a scientific advisory process. That framework also included issues related to guidelines and to strengthening biosafety and biosecurity that we think are worth consideration. I would also like to take this chance to comment on the constructive suggestion from the distinguished delegate of the Philippines. Specifically, there was an idea to quickly work on the specific implementation of issues related to an improved scientific advisory process, perhaps through an appointed facilitator. My delegation thinks this is a very interesting idea and it's worthwhile considering further. Turning to Section C, I have two suggestions. First, in paragraph 7, while I was not quite quick enough to write down the proposed edits from the distinguished delegate of the UK, I do note that the framework developed by the facilitator on science and technology issues had included similar language that may prove useful for us to draw from. And on paragraph 8, this last clause of the sentence, we believe it unnecessarily belittles voluntary exercises, and my delegation believes that it should be removed. Finally, turning to Section D in paragraph 14, there is a suggestion that mobile biomedical rapid reaction units are necessary to aiding in delivery of protection. In fact, my delegation can imagine many situations where that's not the case. And therefore, we can support the proposal that was suggested by the distinguished delegate of the UK. Thank you, Mr. President.